Jones Industrial Average is up 52 points at 42,007. The S&P is up 39 points. The NASDAQ has risen nearly 200 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Music by Emile Waldteufel, the great French waltz master and a ravishing polka called The Bohemians, played there by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, conducted by Alfred Walter, on Kansas Public Radio. Where there's some more classical music for your Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, keeping the music going and happy to be with you. We'll be paid a visit this hour by the London Mozart Players, but the music that they'll have is from an English composer of the classical era, one Samuel Wesley. Not to mention a Norwegian romance for violin and piano. That's all just ahead. Right now we're with the Sinfonia Orchestra of Milan under conductor Riccardo Chailly, and with them is pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet. We have something for you next, not often heard music from early on in the life and career of Giuseppe Verdi before his operatic fame. We'll listen to Variations for Piano and Orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio. Variations for Piano and Orchestra, music written early on in the life and career of Giuseppe Verdi, played for us by pianist Gianni Thibaudet with the Sinfonia Orchestra of Milan, led by Riccardo Chailly, on Kansas Public Radio. We're a minute past 12:30, and still ahead in the second half of this hour is music from one who they used to call the English Mozart. We'll hear a symphony from one Samuel Wesley, coming up in just a few short minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Nodo Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival Friday, November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org. And the Lead Center hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Here at the KU campus, it's a little cloudy and temperatures around 69 degrees, working our way to a high today of 76. Tonight clear, a low of 50, and for tomorrow another sunny day and slightly warmer with a high of 82. Next on KPR, a little music for violin and piano, a romance by Norwegian composer Christian Sinding. Here's violinist Dora Brachkova with pianist Andreas Meyer-Hermann on Kansas Public Radio. Romance for violin and piano from Norwegian composer Christian Sinding, played by violinist Dora Brachkova, alongside pianist Andreas Meyer-Hermann on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 12:40, 20 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and we're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. It's fall, and that means it's getting close to KPR's annual Live Day, which features classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and the Lawrence Public Library. As part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny and Mermaiden will host a free concert at the library, and that'll be on Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. You can find all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Next for your afternoon of music, we bring in the London Mozart Players, but the music that we'll hear is from a different composer, an English composer, but one who was sometimes referred to as the English Mozart. He lived very near the same time as Mozart, the late 18th and early 19th century. a organist in his hometown of Bristol and later London. We'll hear music from Samuel Wesley, who wrote about 6 symphonies in total, the 6th and final of which we have for you next, Symphony No. 6 with the London Mozart Players, conducted by Matthias Bammert on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony No. 6 from English composer Samuel Wesley of the late 18th and early 19th century. Conductor Matthias Bammert led the London Mozart Players on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about 1 p.m. and up ahead is news from NPR. More classical music in the next hour, among other things, a Norwegian symphony, the 2nd of Johann Svendsen. Here's a quick note that if you're looking for something to do this evening, check out the Lead Center and the KU Symphonic Band and Wind Ensemble. They've got a concert this evening which features the 3rd Symphony of James Barnes, not to mention a host of wonderful performances. Check out lead.ku.edu for all the details for this evening's performance. News. Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Palestinians in Gaza were killed in the past day, according to health officials there. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Arm, with a new podcast series, Tech Unheard. Arm CEO Renee Haas talks to tech company leaders who are working to help shape the future of computing. Available on all podcast platforms. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Rochester Philharmonic, conducted by David Zinman there, with something for you by Antonin Dvorak, a lively Festival March in C major, written in the year 1879, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once again. I'm Jeff Watson, and classical music continues here on a Tuesday afternoon. For the most part, we'll spend our time with the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra, and they're joining us in just under 15 minutes' time with the Norwegian Symphony, the 2nd composed by Johann Svendsen. Hope you can stay with us for that marvelous performance. It's in just a short time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Louis Black in Goodbye Yeller Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Speaking of the Lead Center, you may have heard me mention in the last hour that the Lead Center is going to have a wonderful performance tonight at 7:30 p.m., featuring the KU Symphonic Band and Wind Ensemble, where they'll be unveiling the 3rd Symphony of James Barnes from back in 1997, along with a host of other performances. Find out more at that website, lead.ku.edu. Right now, we have our own music for winds to indulge in, with the ensemble Mozzafiato with Charles Nydick conducting, in a wind quintet by Rossini on Kansas Public Radio. The musicians of Mozzafiato under conductor Charles Nydick and a wind quintet, music by Rossini on Kansas Public Radio. There'll be music for wind ensemble tonight at the Lead Center. At 7:30 p.m., we'll have the KU Symphonic Band and Wind Ensemble come to the Lead Center for a performance tonight, which includes both classical and contemporary music, as well as the 3rd Symphony of James Barnes from 1997. Find out more about how to attend over at lead.ku.edu. The time is 1:26. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday, now offering parking validation. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute, now in a fundraising challenge to support the program with a 100% match, doubling donations through the end of the year. Contributions are welcome at cherrystreet.org. Next, we're going to enjoy a marvelous symphony, one from Norwegian composer Johan Svendsen of the late 19th century. He was a contemporary of Edvard Grieg, and much like Grieg, he didn't write much in the way of symphonies. Grieg only had the one symphony as a student composition. Svendsen had two. Although it was rumored that Svendsen was working on a third symphony, one that was destroyed in a fire by his estranged wife in a fit of pique, that may or may not have happened. But Symphony No. 2 has been described as Svendsen's most mature and distinguished work. It had its premiere in Oslo in 1876, and how appropriate it is that today we'll hear the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Marius Jansons, for Svendsen's Second Symphony on KPR. From 1876, Symphony No. 2 by Norwegian composer Johan Svendsen, performed by the Oslo Philharmonic, led by Marius Jansons, here on Kansas Public Radio.
For this spooky time, Friday, October 25th, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library.
Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsberg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
U.S. registered aircraft. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Just right for your October listening, Camerata Transylvania, with a short prelude, prelude number 5 for strings, music by Jean Francais on Kansas Public Radio, where there is a bit more classical music before All Things Considered rolls around at 3 p.m. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be the one to bring it to you. In the last hour, we enjoyed a Norwegian symphony, Johan Svendsen's second. This hour, we have another symphony, one of a bit more of a recent era, the first from contemporary American composer Peter Boyer, who will lead the London Philharmonic in his first symphony. That's in just a little bit here on Kansas Public Radio. We'll hear as well marvelous Sonata for Oboe and Piano before the hour is through. The Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg and conductor Louis de Fromont and violinist Aaron Razand will take it away next, and some music for you by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Something that was written around the year of 1886, a concert fantasy that was based on a pair of different Russian folk songs that translated into I Am Tired of the Night and The Young Girl Went Walking in the Little Wood, both of which form the concert fantasy for violin and orchestra. Here's Aaron Razan and the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg on Kansas Public Radio. That's music from the late 19th century, a concert fantasy for violin and orchestra, music that was based on a pair of Russian folk songs and composed by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. We heard it played by the Orchestra of Radio Luxembourg, led by Louis de Fromont, and violinist Aaron Razan. The time is 2:21, and in about 10 minutes, the London Philharmonic Orchestra has quite a performance for us of Symphony No. 1 from contemporary American composer Peter Boyer. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Hotel Elsinore, Wednesday evening, October 16th, a play with weary travelers, an unexpected will, and a production of Hamlet to rehearse before morning. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Cherry Street Youth in Chanute, an after-school program for kindergarten through fifth-grade students, welcoming volunteers for special projects reading to the children, or to share a talent or skill. Details on how to get involved at cherrystreet.org. Next on KPR, we have music that dates from 1947. It's work by Danish composer Otto Mortensen. This is a sweet-sounding sonata for oboe and piano from 1947. The oboe is played by Max Artved, joined on piano by Per Salo on Kansas Public Radio. That's from Danish composer Otto Mortensen, a sonata for oboe and piano, created in 1947, played by oboist Max Artved and Per Salo at the keyboard on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 2:33. Ahead at 3 o'clock is All Things Considered from NPR News. Then, later on tonight, Destiny is your host for classical music as things continue from 7 to 9. Hear the violin in its most true forms with Destiny tonight, a little Hot Canary, and a Bach concerto meet up, and the music is sizzling. Plus, music from various Peters, like Peter Pan and Peter and the Wolf. That's classical music with Destiny tonight, from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Just a quick note that if you're interested in catching some live music, you might want to check out The Firehouse in Kansas City, Missouri, tomorrow afternoon at 5:30 to 8 p.m. Stringfest is having a concert benefiting String Sprouts of KC Young Musicians, with an evening of music for you at The Firehouse in KC, 4513 Troost in Kansas City, Missouri, tomorrow from 5:30 to 8 p.m. Here at the KU campus, temperatures are in the low 70s, a high of 76 today, sunny skies, clear this evening with a low of 50, and for tomorrow it should be sunny with a high of 82. So as I just mentioned, Destiny's classical music this evening concerns various Peters, Peter Pan, Peter and the Wolf, and so on. Well, we've got a little music right now from one Peter Boyer, who's one of the finest contemporary American composers who hails from Rhode Island. He's a conductor, orchestrator, and professor of music, whose works have been performed by just about every major American symphony. What we'll listen to next was, as far as I know, the composer's first and only symphony, composed back in 2012. Boyer's Symphony No. 1, with Boyer himself leading the London Philharmonic, next on KPR. An American symphony, and a relatively recent one at that. That was composed back in 2012, Symphony No. 1, from Peter Boyer, a contemporary American composer who in that recording was conductor of the London Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. It is just about 3. Stay tuned for All Things Considered. More classical music with Destiny tonight at 7. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
This has the potential to be a type of...